This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police identified the 77-year-old Uber driver who was killed in a double shooting yesterday morning. It was an accident that shook up people in the neighborhood and other rideshare drivers. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from Center City.
Police identified the victim as Olatunji Balaji of Norristown. About 2 o'clock yesterday morning at 18th and Chestnut, police say a couple of guys got out of an SUV and fought with a 22-year-old man who was getting into Balaji's Uber after leaving a hookah lounge. Police say at least one of those guys fired 4 shots and Balaji was hit in the head. He ended up crashing around the corner and was pronounced dead. The passenger was critically hurt. Fellow rideshare driver Jerome was very upset when he heard about the 77-year-old driver's death while on duty. In between rides this morning, Jerome told us that he's very careful about when he works.
Yes, and that's why most of the time I don't work at night. Yeah, most of the time I don't work at night because I know it's dangerous.
In a statement, Uber says their hearts break for the victim and his loved ones. The company also reached out to Philly police to offer support during the investigation. Police say the SUV they're looking for may be a Jeep Grand Cherokee with Massachusetts plates. In Center City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A man and woman were attacked in their home in the city's southwest. A group of people forced their way into the house along 55th and Woodland in Kinsessing. It happened around 1:45 this morning. Police haven't said whether the couple suffered injuries, but a child in the home was not hurt, and it's not clear if the attackers took anything. Up in Montgomery County, the SPCA is looking after a dog and 5 puppies who were mistreated and abandoned behind a shopping center in Wincote. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us Cheltenham police are trying to find whoever abused them.
Cheltenham police were called to Shoppers Lane, a small road behind a shopping center, including a Target, ShopRite, and Home Depot around 9:30 Tuesday morning. There, they found 2 small crates, one of them with an adult male cattle dog, the other with 5 six-month-old puppies crammed in. They say the dogs appeared malnourished and neglected. The Montgomery County SPCA in Conshohocken made a similar assessment, saying while the adult was in decent body condition, the pups were all underweight, filthy, and terrified upon arrival at the shelter. MCSPCA also says whoever abused the dogs may still have the mom or others in poor condition. Cheltenham detectives and animal control are working with the SPCA's Humane Society police officers to find whoever is responsible. Anyone with information should contact Cheltenham Police and or Montgomery County SPCA. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Well, this can't be kosher. A group of 25 cows is back home at a Bucks County farm after escaping and roaming the streets yesterday. A co-owner of Curly Hill Farm in Doylestown told NBC 10 they had just relocated their fencing. She thinks the cows were startled by the strong winds and ran straight through the new fence since they weren't expecting it to be there. Video posted online shows the herd galloping around Doylestown. Some of them even walked through a residential development. The cows were quickly rounded up and brought back home. One named Grace remained on the loose for a few hours, but she was finally found safe. And that's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.